So I'll go ahead and get started and tell you a little bit about how this is really going to focus on how we really engage the community to get involved in this initiative. So first, I have nothing to disclose. Basically, our funders for this, it came from the CDC, part of the ERA funds, basically from the Communities Putting Prevention to Work initiative, and it was basically contracted through the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and then basically I worked with the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health, and they have a Center for Public Health and Practice. And basically, the Center for Health and Public Health Practice, basically their focus is on really connecting people that work in the workforce and the public health workforce with educational resources and such. So obviously, I know a lot of the speakers today have sort of talked about the obesity trends that we've been seeing across the nation, and I'm sure you've seen the different slides of how this has increased over the past couple of years. And obviously, this is also a major problem that we're seeing in Pennsylvania. We're actually looking at it at a state level, and you look at some of the counties, you can actually see that based on sort of the health risk indicators, a lot of the rural counties in Pennsylvania are kind of experiencing a little bit of a health disparity, and the fact that there's greater risk for obesity, cardiovascular issues. There's also, they're less likely to have access to health care, and there's also some environmental issues that really kind of get in the way of physical activity. So today I'm going to tell you about basically WalkWorks and how we engage the community, tell you a little bit about the goals of the project, our objectives, and who our partners were. A little bit of background of what really informed this initiative is that it's based on the CDC, the MAPS strategies. And so basically we focused on the media element, increasing access, the point of decision, and then actually the social support and services element. We didn't do anything with price, it wasn't relevant to the initiative. So basically the goals of WalkWorks were to identify and mark safe walking routes throughout the communities and make sure that they're increasing access to those of different ages, those with disabilities, especially older adults. That was a part of it. They also wanted to establish guided community walking groups, basically with a leader that would basically coordinate these walking groups in the communities. And then the last piece really was focused on policy. So they wanted to really increase the visibility with policymakers in each of these different communities on what needs to change with the built environment. So these are the six counties that we got involved. Cambria, Crawford, Greene, McKean, Venango, and Washington. And really how we identified these counties were based on what I had showed you before with some of the health risk indicators. That was part of the reason. We were also contained to Western Pennsylvania and looking at some of these rural counties. In order for us to sort of carry out this project, we tried to identify people in the community that either we had a previous relationship with, funder, the health department had a, Pennsylvania Department of Health had a relationship with. And we also utilized some of our contacts with some of these existing relationships to identify people in other counties. So some examples of sort of the partners that we worked with, we had one university, we worked with a hospital, we worked with, in another place, a YMCA, we worked with a county agency, we worked with a public health nonprofit, and then we also worked with a hospital that actually transitioned to becoming a YWCA. So those really were the main community stakeholders that were involved, and they really coordinated the initiatives in their county. This also, and how that we did this, this project was piloted before. It was a national initiative. It was a Steps to a Healthier U.S., and basically it was done in Pennsylvania, and another one of our rural counties in western Pennsylvania, it was Fayette County. And so this is just an example of sort of what they did, and we modeled it based after what they've already done and some of the results that they saw in their communities. So really our role was really to kind of oversee the initiative. We provided technical support on how to, you know, implement the project, some of the issues with like the development, and then we carried out the evaluation. We also were responsible for overseeing some of the design of a lot of the promotional materials for this, some of the policy briefs. We had participant packets, and we also developed a website so that all the communities could utilize that. And then the last piece, we were responsible for helping with basically the media and access part of basically we developed signage with them so that we could promote their walking routes. Basically, their role in this was basically they had to identify four communities in their county that they were going to work with to promote this. And then based on those communities, they would identify one walking route in each of those communities. And the piece of this project that's unique is that the funding was not there to basically develop new walking trails. The goal was really to promote the existing resources that were in that community. So they were identifying it could be sidewalks, trails, local parks. That really was the goal, is to promote what they already had, so there wasn't money to develop anything really new in that regard. Based on that, then in each community, we asked them to establish one walking group. Then the big piece of it was really promoting the walking routes and the groups in their communities. We advocating for some policy change and distributing basically these policies to elected officials and stakeholders. And then basically to continue the initiative and really promote the existing routes and the walking groups beyond the end of the project. So how's it going? It's going really well. We're basically a little about, I think the project ends in January of 2012. So we're currently in the part of doing some of the major evaluation. But to give you an idea of some of the things we've done, we really worked on increasing media and exposure to the walking routes. So we've had several radio spots in the local communities. There's been some radio interviews, a lot of publicity in the local papers. And we actually had the Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett. He did a radio ad for this initiative to promote it in each of the counties. So we got him involved. We worked on increasing access, so we had each of the communities identify some of the safe locations to walk. That was really important to identifying a lot of sidewalks. Sometimes they're on side streets, they're not safe, you lose part of the sidewalk, you know, so it was important to identify safe spots. And they were using a mix of sometimes it was sidewalks, sometimes it was trails and parks. Other times it was, you know, somewhere maybe near a school where they had we didn't use tracks, but it may be a walking area around a school. And then we also had them do kickoff events. So they did kickoff events for the walking routes. Then we focused another part of access is five policy briefs were distributed in each of the counties. And so they really helped us in identifying the people to do this with. It was county commissioners, county planners, mayors, and municipal councils really got involved in this. Then our social support piece, we really were surprised how it went really well. We basically had 48 walking groups that were started in each of the six counties. Group leaders were trained, so we offered trainings for them. They learned about safety, how to, giving them the resources to promote the walking groups, how to retain members and keep people involved. And then also they helped us with a piece that we'll be using for the evaluation to track participation. So they keep a monthly participation log. And then basically the last element of the map strategies is with the point of decision. So we really increased labeling, signage, and placement of just different banners and such to promote physical activity in their communities. So here's a few examples. We have here, this is one of the metal signs that basically were posted on the different walking sites. It on one side just says the walk works, and on the back it gave a walking route for them so that they would know this, where it was. Then we also utilized some other strategies. For some of them, we could do stenciling on the sidewalk so they would be able to follow the route. And then we also had vinyl signs. So the evaluation is currently under works. We have an external group that's doing that for us. We do have some anecdotal evidence that this program is working really well. Some examples, Crawford County, and just to point out, the pictures that I'm showing in here are actually people walking in these different counties. So, Crawford County, they basically demonstrated a lot of success. We've had some really active leaders helping with the walking group. So in just this one county, or in one of the communities, basically there are seven groups that are walking. Includes school groups, Boy Scouts, just a bunch of different groups. And then also in Greene County, you know, we've seen some really great things. A lot of the community members were really talking about there weren't safe routes. They weren't aware of them, and so we've really increased awareness of some safe walking routes. There's been some unforeseen events. We've had some issues, weather in Pennsylvania, like you can see in this picture. A lot of rain. We had some flooding in Pennsylvania that kind of got in the way of some of our efforts. And we also had some of the trails and different walking things were under construction from spring through summer, just due to, you know, as soon as winter was gone. So that kind of slowed things up. And it was challenging at times. Every community was different, so we really had to tailor what we were doing a lot of times to those communities. So that could hold up things. So that leads me to talking about some of our challenges. I think one of the main pieces is that, you know, this really was sort of more of a top-down approach, and basically that the funding came to us. We weren't able to really involve the communities in this initially of what they would have liked to see. So sometimes it wasn't as participatory as we would have liked, and I think that affected some of the motivation. If they would have had a little more ownership of this initiative from the beginning, I think they would have been a lot more motivated. And then based on the funding mechanism and just how much we had, we weren't able to fund a full-time position in all of the counties. So a lot of times this work that was being done in their communities was being added to the existing workloads. So that definitely, you know, held up some of the progress. And then, like I said, every community was different. So we had challenges with some communities wouldn't allow signages in certain places. So we had to, you know, compromise. Can we do a stencil? Can we do the vinyl? Can we do a sign that's temporary that can be only put up when the walking route's there? You know what I mean? So we really had to tailor this a lot of times with everything that we did to the communities. I think some of the benefits, there were a lot. They know their communities the best. They really were able to identify the places that were needed, what needed to be done. I think, for instance, we know that in like Crawford County, you know, they were really able to take this a lot further and identify routes that worked well for them, how to promote it. We had, for instance, some different policy aspects that they really helped with. So they were really helped us with identifying the key stakeholders, people who we needed to get the information out to. And there's also, we've seen some established relationships. So we're working on some future grants already, some issues with changing the environment and this initiative called Complete Streets. So we've had that. And there's also been some unintended positive things. Groups that are now doing walking, even planning for the winter by using some DVDs and doing it indoors when the weather is not allowing it. So we're definitely seeing that, you know, they really have taken some ownership of it, and there's been some really great ways to promote physical activity and engage them and their communities in this. So. All right. Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate your time today, and I'll be here for questions.